jam. Hello again and welcome back to another fun-filled episode of Monday Night Magic here on Twitch. Because we're, you know, we're live streaming the shows from now on, you see.
Wait, they can see us?
Some of them.
It changes everything.
Oh.
This changes nothing. But so I am Chewy. To my immediate right is Squee.
I'm here. I'm in the middle.
And to my far right, not in the middle, is Clues.
I don't really like this far right moniker. I think I should be maybe below. Yeah. You should move me below.
Oh, I'm sure that would be easy to do.
Yeah, just change the whole setup. Like, right now,
directly
live.
Below me is Squee, and all the way at the bottom is Clues.
There we go.
I shouldn't say far right, because that has...
At the bottom where I belong.
That has other meanings these days.
I kind of like how when we're in horizontal mode, we sort of match our placement in that art, but backwards. The important thing is I'm always in the middle.
Yeah, okay, fair.
And I'm stuck in the middle with you.
With you?
I'm pretty sure I'm the one who's stuck in the middle. Both of you.
I don't know why I came here tonight.
All right, then. So, this is Monday Night Magic number 617.
Hello, Boston.
Which is apparently Baston.
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 Is it Southie? Like, should we?
I'm not actually sure which parts of Boston.
Should we lay on the Southie accent? Because I can't do a Southie accent.
Yeah, I can't even, no. Let's just...
I'm not going to anger Boston.
Yeah, I don't want to get Boston upset with me. I intend to go to Boston again someday. I had a fine time last time I was there, so...
Fair enough. Yeah,
I got nothing to say there.
All right, then. If you would like to listen in live and you know, see us, because we have webcams and stuff, then twitch.tv/themanapool. Clues is sorry. I am not. I do this all the time. And it's Monday nights, hopefully around 8:30 p.m. Eastern. No promises on the time. It worked this week, though.
Living the dream.
Yeah. So, we have some things to talk about. Not a few. Not a whole lot.
This is kind of the calm before the Pro Tour.
Yeah. When's the Pro Tour? Is it next week or the week after? It's this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, we're almost August.
Oh, we are, aren't we? I was like, I thought it was in August. Yeah.
Yeah.
And apparently, Bill, Squee, whatever your name is, it says Squee on the screen, so now I want to call you that. Apparently, the thought is that next Tuesday, maybe, the Overwatch Summer Games will start.
Of course it will.
So we can Lucio Ball!
Yeah, we have to decide if we want to be competitive very early on before people figure it out,
yes,
or at the very end when people are figuring it out, but not in the middle when we can actually lose.
I think we should like play a few games to refresh our memories and then dive into combat.
Didn't we make some ridiculous high rank last time?
No, we were just gold, I think.
No, it ranked us super high, I think by virtue of most people not bothering to play.
Oh. Anyway, so enough of Overwatch cast. Yeah. We have Monday Night Magic. So, we have, if I go here, boom. Yeah, we have Grand Prix Minneapolis. And again, I can't see the numbers without showing
1,349 playing limited.
1,349 playing core set, 2019 limited. And hey, look, Magnus Lanto won. What did he win? Oh, the former Magic Online Championship Series. Yeah, he was a Mox winner. Yay. Anyway, so, let's see. There we go. Tournament results. Excuse me, wrong button.
The fun thing is we don't have to go over the deck lists.
We don't, because it's limited, and we don't care. So, Magnus Lanto won. Nathaniel Knox is in second. Dan Troha. Excuse me, there's like a gnat or something in here that like buzzed by my nose right as I said.
They can see it now.
Right as I don't think so. It was kind of tiny. But anyway, Dan Troha is in third. Chi Cheng. Something like that. Anybody? Bueller?
Fourth place.
All right, is in fourth place. David Lamb is in fifth. Ashwin Hogali is in sixth. Ken Yukihiro is in seventh. And Kentaro Yamamoto is in eighth. And that's your GP Minneapolis.
I think I have to give the most points for photos to Kentaro because he managed to perfectly align between three planeswalker symbols.
He did. What I find interesting is that the photographer changed f-stops between these because in some of them the background is in sharper focus than others.
I suspect some autofocus was going on and they weren't exactly the same distance away.
Yeah, lighting's a bit different too. It's much more even on the bottom row.
Huh. Limited.
This has been Photography Cast.
So we can talk about these things a little more now because some people can see it, but also acknowledging this is an audio podcast, so just pretend that we're right.
Yeah, that's actually good advice, like all the time with this show. Just pretend we're right, at least until the show's over.
And then tell us how we're wrong.
Holy crap.
Or don't.
So you guys know that Hearthstone streamer who has no business playing Magic at Pro Tours?
Chewy?
What? No. I was going to say, Chewy?
The one in the Silver Showcase who is not a former Magic pro?
Yeah.
Amaz?
Yeah.
Apparently he went 12-3 at GP Minneapolis.
Well, clearly he has no business playing Magic.
Clearly, yeah. He's, I mean, I don't trust people named Jason, for one.
Oh, why would you?
That's like a movie monster.
I'm pretty sure that that is just a rule, like on the internet. Trust no one named Jason.
Also, excuse me, stream, I need to fix this. My window capture, for some reason, has shifted. There we go. That looks
great. It does not shift further?
Pretty much. There we go. but yeah, he went 12-3, so that's kind of insane.
That's impressive.
And yeah, there you go. So that was GP Minneapolis. Our other GP.
I appreciate that cosplay too.
Sweet.
The angel?
Yeah.
The insanely sick angel cosplay? Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. That's when you master the fine art of cosplay crab walking to get in and out of places.
Yes.
Which is an important skill.
So our next GP is GP Turin. Where's Turin?
Italy?
I mean, it's got a shroud.
Yeah, pretty sure it's Italy.
There you go.
Chat, am I right? Is it Italy?
Not even going to wait. We have chat now. I should probably.
Yeah, we do. I was just gonna keep
resources.
Yeah. Although the problem is the chat is slightly behind us, so.
Oh yeah, I meant to fix that. There's a setting in Twitch that that's in beta, a low latency stream that kills the stream delay.
Really?
Yeah. There's the warning is, hey, you might experience some like quality losses. And I went, oh, so
and
I
yes,
just never checked.
Italy.
Huh? Yeah. Okay. Well, that's fine. We'll deal with the lag.
Oh, and look, I fixed clues. So those of you watching live will see clues in this big white spot next to his head. I fixed it on this screen. So
on the horizontal.
There's less of a white, but on this one, I forgot to fix it. So,
well, you could take us back to the horizontal. That's fine.
Well, no,
I can't see it anyway.
I'm showing off stuff. So here, wait.
Oh, okay.
And then.
That was much less. Yeah.
What? There.
What happens if I could just lean over here?
Then I want to stab you. Okay, there we go. So now.
Good to have goals. Yes, it's in Italy.
GP Turin. We have a top eight, and those top eight are, let's see, Joao, let's say, Choka? Joao? First place! shut up. Second place, Michael...
He was born for this tournament.
Michael Kundegraber, I think. Wait, where's he from? So I know how to... He's from Austria, yeah, so that's probably close.
Sure.
In third place, Guillaume Gauthier, I think. Gauthier? Gaye? It's somebody that I used to know. In fourth place, Sebastian Girardin. In fifth place, Alberto shirt blends it in. Mattioli. Yeah. Sixth place, Reinhold Kohl. Seventh place, Jero Lemke. And in eighth place, Michael, let's say, Brankovic? One of those. Something like
Brankovic.
That. Brankovic? I don't know.
You are
right?
All amazing at Magic, and we are sorry.
Yes, you guys are awesome. I can't say your name. My bad.
Photographer is not as good at lining you up in front of Planeswalker symbols, though. I'm sorry for that, too.
Yeah.
Let's see.
You have other priorities.
What do we have going on here in the top stories? Nothing terribly fascinating. Okay. So there you go. That was GP Turin. They're limited. So there's not much for us to talk about, as always.
Yeah.
It's a harder metagame to manage.
there are definitely better podcasts to talk about Limited than us. We don't know.
Quite like possibly. This American Life.
Yeah, they did a great expose on not magic.
There you go.
We're on par with those guys who's, you know, coined the Ugin. So there you have it.
Which we continue to keep alive. So now we're going to GP. No, not GP. The Star City Open in Indianapolis happened this weekend.
CG Indy.
It was Modern. How many people were in the Modern Open?
948.
Yeah. It's a pretty good number for, what is this? Modern.
Yep.
Actually, no. That's pretty normal for Modern. It would be a pretty good number for Standard.
You guys remember when Standard was a big deal? It's been a while.
Vaguely?
Is that Type 1?
Wow. All right, so let's see what we have here. In first place, Michael Olsen is playing Jund.
Jund him out.
That's a Jund deck. So, moving on. Second place, Ryan Ferries is playing Burn.
Burn, yeah.
With your Boros Burn, of course.
Well, yeah.
There's Ensnaring Bridge in the board. Is that always there? That's got to be, right? That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it's a pretty good one to put there.
Okay, then. In third place, Brett Cohen is running a mono-green Tron deck. Like you do.
Sure.
Special shout-out to the Thrag Tusk. Oh, sorry, the Swag Tusks in the board. Oh. What just happened?
It sounded like weird disconnection.
Did I disconnect? Well, no, I can still hear you. So, we lost clues is what happened.
Oh.
Okay.
I just see, yeah, it's weird.
Huh. Oh, there he is.
Ah, I'm huge. That's funny, too.
We can't hear you, clues. Live show, everybody.
I am impersonating clues on the screen.
I like the way he's mouthing at us like we know what the hell he's saying. Okay, I'll keep going. In fourth place, Samuel Grabner is running Humans.
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 Complete with buglers.
Bugler?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Great. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened.
Oh, the militia bugler.
The bugler. The militant bugler.
All right. In fifth place, Jim Davis is running more different, but not really different, Humans. What was that? Kami Puddin threw 100 bits and said a thing that I can't read. Clues, take my volume. Thanks, buddy. In sixth place, a Blue-Red Wizards deck by Jeff Hoagland. Blue-Red Wizards. We've got Delver, Lavamancer, Nimble Obstructionist. Huh, that's a wizard.
Yeah, Herd Wizard.
Snapcaster, Spellstutter Sprite, and Vindiclick. Oh god, they're wizards too.
Yeah.
That's a bit of a nightmare.
There were a lot of wizards in Morningtide.
Burst Lightning, Lightning Bolt, Mana Leak, Opt, Remand, Spell Snare, Wizards Lightning. Huh. Alright. I don't get it. Oh, it's four. I was like, why wouldn't you just play Lightning Bolt? It's right there. So it's four more Lightning Bolts, which makes it better. Right, Clues?
Yeah, always more Lightning Bolts. Always.
Huh. That's pretty good.
Good old 8-Bolt.
What else is going on at Mutavolts? Oh, God, because they're wizards!
Yeah. Today on Chewie Discovers Tribal.
Right? That's neat. It's like, here, all of these good cards happen to be this one type and these two colors. Let's throw them in a deck and see what happens. Hey, look! Sixth place.
It worked.
Yeah. In seventh place, Caleb Scherer is running the Blue-Red Gifts Storm deck. Unsubstantiate. This card name jumped out at me because I don't know if I've ever seen it before. Mm. Unsubstantiate. Why? Hey, Clues, you used to be a judge.
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
If you grape shot and have a lot of Storm copies, can you unsubstantiate the original and then recast it for even more Storm copies, right?
Let me look at unsubstantiate.
It says return target spell or creature to its owner's hand.
Hey, what do you know? That's a blue card. No wonder I don't know it.
Well, of course not.
And, yes. Once...
I don't know why you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Once the storm copies are on the stack, you should be able to unsubstantiate the original spell and do it again.
Yeah, it's playing off of the a counterspell doesn't stop a storm spell. It's turning that into a plus.
Yeah.
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 Neat. I just never seen this card, and I'm like, why is it in this? I guess it's also good for stopping whatever might be in the way. But like, well, no, you won't. Put it back.
Or spells that can't be countered.
That's true.
Yeah.
Those are a thing. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Anyway. And then in eighth place, Leonard Wernette Leff is running Decepticons because...
Yeah, there's no affinity here. I looked.
No, there's never any affinity. Well, okay, that's a lie. Every once in a while there is. It's got the Hope of Ghirapur. That's about it, though, as far as... And that's not even weird anymore.
I mean, it's got honorary affinity with cranial plating, but even that's not...
No.
Not right.
Nah.
And, of course, New Karn, because why not? Cool. So let's see. Looking over the rest of the top 16, more Mono Green Tron, more Humans, a Naya Zoo deck. What?
It's been a little while.
Wow, look at that. That is totally a Naya Zoo deck.
Let's see here. Yeah. Ooh, Baneslayer. Hey, I hear that card's good.
Yeah, it used to be. Notice it's just the one of.
Ooh, Huntmaster. I hear that guy's good.
Yeah. That's what I hear. There's also one of Johnny Vengeance and one Arlen Cord, of all things. Neat.
I was about to say that that's the wrong Thalia, but no, she's pretty good too.
Yeah, that one's good too.
And the right Thalia is in the sideboard. Yeah, she's so right there. Cool. Yeah.
Man, this is a trip. Let me get out of here.
Looks like the kind of decks that I would make, only good.
Exactly.
These cards are all awesome, put in deck.
Let's see, rounding out the rest of the top 16, there's a Living End deck. I haven't seen Living End deck in a while. Anything new here? Archfiend of Ifnir. Hell yeah. Horror, Monstrous Carabid. Nope, looks normal. Looks good.
Yeah.
More humans, and another Blue-Red Wizards deck.
What is going on in that art on Archfiend of Ifnir?
Do you really want to know?
Not really, no. It would probably drive me insane. I'm going to assume it's... something eldritch.
Let's see. And just to take a glance through the rest of the top 32, a Hollow One, more Burn, Mardu Pyromancer. Here's a Counter's Company, another Living End. Another Hollow One, lots of humans and Jund, and there's Mono Green Tron, Bant Spirits. That's still here. And a Blue White Control with Jace the Mind Sculptor and Teferi. Ugh. Okay.
Well, there you go then. They're both doing what you would expect.
Yeah. So there you go. There's your Modern Open. Now, if we go to the Modern Classic.
Okay, for the record, I did go and find a large version of the Archfiend of Ifnir. That was a mistake. I'm just going to close that.
Which art was it? I wasn't paying attention.
What? Archfiend of Ifnir?
Yeah, he's got two arts. Like, which one was it?
Yeah, it was the disturbing one.
He does.
You see, you can see me do this now, so I can do it.
Yeah.
Archfiend of Ifnir here. I'll just look it up for the stream then. Images. Boom.
Yeah, here, I'll send you
this.
The
is the art that he could see.
Which is it got the with the obelisk there,
yeah,
that's tilted in
the Seb McKinnon art.
Yeah, oh, gotcha.
You can buy a print of this. I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah, so
it's a very fine piece of art and way to go, Seb McKinnon, but I don't think I'd want to see that.
This is the other art, but yeah, Seb McKinnon's art is pretty uniformly disturbing. So, like, he did the new, what, Aminatu. Like, he did her art. Huh. So, yeah. There you go, stream.
Yeah, this screams to me like 90s metal band.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go to the Modern Classic. How many people were in the Modern Classic?
The Modern Classic had 231 people.
All right.
Some interesting stuff.
So let me just open up the top eight real quick. In first place, John... Is that really John Tatian?
I thought it was Tatian.
Tatian? I mean, if there wasn't a space, his name would be John Tatian, which
I'm going to vote for Tatian.
I think John Tatian is actually a noun. But anyway, he's running Infect, so I guess it doesn't matter how you say his name because he's running Infect.
Yeah, so. And the match is going to be over real fast. So.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter what his name is. Coverage won't even have a chance to get it out. He's either won or lost.
Yeah. I mean, I like lunch.
In second place, Jesse Sinopoli is running Burn.
Burn.
Yep.
In third place, Cortland Strodel is running More Infect. Like you do.
Yeah.
Third place, Jordan Lidsky was running Ironworks combo. Now, how much That's Ironworks combo did you hear me say in the top 32 of the Modern Open?
Yeah, I was going to ask about that because I have it on good authority that that deck was going to take over like all of Modern. And that it was
Ironworks
combo.
The Ironworks needed to be banned immediately or Scrap Trawler to depower it. And yet, not a one in the top 32 of the 900-player tournament.
Get out the Loxodon Banhammer.
Just saying.
Take out that Ironworks combo.
You remember when Jace was going to destroy Modern? Man.
Oh, still is, clearly.
I mean, going to pretend that Ironworks and Jace are both pushing against one another and the format is happening in the middle. It's like some mythology stuff. If either one of them gains even an inch, we'll all be destroyed.
I think the most important thing that we've learned is that if you want to take second place, play Burn.
I mean, I could take some second place money.
I mean, based on two data points.
I mean, that's
a line.
Really go by in the Magic community.
We can easily do a linear regression with two data points.
All right.
What did you say? Linear what?
Regression.
I thought you said linear aggression, like you were making some kind of Burn.
Well, we can do that too, because Burn fairly linear. No, it's not as linear as people believe. Although you probably should burn their face most of the time, unless you shouldn't, then don't.
Well,
and that's how to play Burn.
Solid logic.
So thanks for tuning in tonight. Now you too can take second at an SCG Modern event.
Results may vary.
Yes, we guarantee nothing.
The good thing about streaming is now people get to see my face when you two go off on crap like that.
Yeah, but the problem is I still don't get to see your face when I go off on crap like
that. Well, that's your internet's problem. In fifth place, Jacob Ballington is running Humans.
Humans.
Didn't I interview him once?
I hope so. His name's awesome.
He was a really young kid back then. It was at a Charlotte or... maybe in Jersey. I can't remember. I think that was his name. I think it was Jacob Ballington.
I'm going to say that it was Charlotte. I have no evidence.
I can't remember, though, because this is a long time ago. Anyway, so that was Human. He's running Humans. Look at that. We got Humans.
Yeah.
And hey, Rudy Ralashaz is now following. Hey, thanks for the follow. I think that was the name. Yeah. Yeah, Humans. Sixth place, Steven Brockmeyer is running... Red Green Land Destruction. What?
Running the world into the ground.
There's three Molten Rain, four Stone Rain, and one Primal Command. Which doesn't count. I was thinking of a different card. Oh, and Blood Moon. I guess that sort of counts.
Yeah.
Also, Utopia Sprawl.
Look, Blood Moon is not so much land destruction as land improvement. It makes them all mountains. So...
And sure. Clues with the spin.
We've also got Arbor Elf, Birds of Paradise, Bloodbraid Elf, because nothing says making your opponent hate you like Bloodbraid Elf into Molten Rain.
Ew.
See? Inferno Titan. Hey, you remember that guy? Stormbreath Dragon. You remember that guy?
Oh, I miss Stormbreath Dragon.
And then Tireless Tracker and Pia and Kieran Nalar. And Chandra Torch of Defiance. But it's actually not... like a Sly deck. This is it's a red-green land destruction. Huh.
Red-green denial.
Yeah. It's pretty neat. Okay, moving on. Seventh place, Jay Lonsdale is running four-color Saheeli. Because, why not?
Oh, you can.
Eldritch Evolution. Ooh. Okay, with Eldritch Evolution, you can do all kinds of stupid stuff. So what do we have? Acidic Slime... Felidar Guardian, of course, because you're running Saheeli, Glorybringer, Lotus Cobra. Remember that card?
Yeah.
Sorry, Ponza.
People losing
thank
their
you.
Minds when it was previewed, too.
Thank you, Stark. It was not Sly, it was Ponza. But this is this isn't the Ponza deck. That's not it. I already closed it. It's not the Ponza deck that I've seen before. It's actually...
No, this is four-color Saheeli.
No, the red-green land destruction
deck. Yeah, I know, but it's what I had up.
Yeah, okay, anyway. Back to Saheeli. What do we have? Reflector Mage, of course. Renegade Rallier. Ugh. Thalia's Lancers. Voice of Resurgence. Pia and Kieran. And Shalai, Voice of Plenty. Ooh. Nice. And one Avalanche Rider's in the board.
Ooh.
Okay, then. That's neat, let's say.
Sure.
And then eighth place, we have Caleb Herber running Dredge. But this is Dredge with Vengevine.
And Stitcher Supplier.
And Stitcher Supplier, which... Huh. Neat. And Lotleth Troll. Dude, you remember when that was going to set the world on fire and then it sort of smoldered for a minute?
I mean, I had a bunch of them. That was awesome.
Huh. Neat. So there you go. That's what's Driven. Oh, Driven to Despair. Right.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's Dredge. There's your top eight. Moving past that to the rest of the top 16, another Dredge, Counters Company, Mardu Pyromancer, Blue-White Control, a Red-Black Vengevine.
Also with Stitchers.
Hangerback Walker, Walking Ballista, Bushwhacker, Gravecrawler, Neonate, Stitcher Supplier, Vengevine, Visceraseer. Yo, wait a minute. Red-Black Vengevine. Vengevine is green. Okay, my brain just went...
That's why it's funnier.
And then Bridge from Below. Oh, and Cathartic Reunion and Faithless Looting. Okay. The Bridge from Below makes it make slightly more sense.
Yeah. Like, Red-Black Vengevine is like when we used to make fun of everything being Abzan, no matter what it was.
Yeah.
It's just a funny name.
Okay. 14th, we have a 5-color aggro.
Gotta catch them all.
How do you... Wait, what? Tidehollow Sculler, Birds of Paradise, Bloodbraid Elf, Falcon Wrath Aristocrat. Ooh! Kitchen Finks, Mantis Rider, Hierarch, Kasali Pride Mage, Siege Rhino, Sin Collector, Voice of Resurgence, Anafens of the Foremost. It's just... Put all of the really good 1, 2, and 3 drops in a deck with Siege Rhino and Aristocrats and Bloodbraid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the lands are obviously an ode to Makes Any Color.
Yeah.
Also a Plains.
Got the Ancient Ziggurat, City of Brass, Gemstone Mine, Mana Confluence, Pillar of the Paruns, Razor Verge Thicket, and Reflecting Pool, and one Plains, because sometimes there's a lot of white in this deck, you see.
Sometimes people blow up a land and let you go get a basic.
That is true. There's Path to Exile, and there's Ghost Quarter and its ilk, yeah.
Yeah.
Neat. I guess with that mana base, it doesn't really matter what you play, does it? Because you can
as long as it. I think it all that really matters is that you can get things going before all of your land drains you or kills you.
Yeah. And then you've got Siege Rhino to help with that. So nice.
Yeah. Well.
Interesting. All right. Well, moving on.
Is it 5-color Abzan?
And then humans in 15th, Mardu Pyromancer in 16th, and there is your modern classic.
Yep.
So how many people
before we go to standard, what deck do you think is going to be first?
I already have it on screen.
Cheaty Face.
I mean, I haven't looked at it, but I don't remember enough about standard post core set.
Do you want to make a guess, Clues?
I'm sorry, I was looking at chat. I'm not where you guys
perfect
are.
No, that's what I want.
Great.
Without looking at the list, what do you think the number one deck in Standard is?
The number one deck in Standard is...
Ironworks Combo.
Ironworks Combo, clearly.
Yeah, it's obviously.
It's either that or, let's say, Jund somehow?
That is not what I thought it would be.
There you go.
All right, what actually is the number one deck in Standard?
In first place, Joshua Satterfield won with Mono Black Zombies.
Beautiful thing.
That face is the right face, Clues. What? By the way, how many people were in Standard?
Standard had 116 people, 115 of which were expecting to not be playing against Mono Black Zombies.
Okay, let's look at this.
I think there's something wrong with the stream. Because you said something, but I heard Mono Black Zombies.
So this deck consists of four each of Scrap Heap Scrounger, Death Baron, which is probably the key, Diagraph Ghoul, Dread Wanderer, remember that card? Graveyard Marshal, that's a new one, that's pretty good, and Lord of the Accursed. And then we have Liliana's Mastery, you know that enchantment that gives your zombies +1/+1 and brings two zombies with it?
Yeah.
Fatal Push, Vraska's Contempt, and Walk the Plank. So it's zombies, zombie lords, and murder.
Also got Zombie Planeswalker in the board.
Oh, and there's Liliana Untouched by Death in the board. Yeah. Wolfie's daughter will be very happy. Yeah.
Okay, as someone who has in the past had to do deck checks, I am perfectly satisfied with this deck.
Yeah.
All those fours and twos?
Yeah, look at all those fours. Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
By the way, Wolfie, for those listening after the fact, is someone in chat whose daughter is named Liliana. Since I realize I said that, and there's, like, X number of people in the chat, and then, like, hundreds and hundreds of others listening later going, what did he just say?
Is Wolfie a different card in Standard?
Yes.
Does he have a daughter?
You know, Huntmaster.
Oh, Huntmaster's daughter is Liliana. We figured it out, everybody. Plot twists.
Every time I see it, I just want to yell Doomfall. It just seems like something that should be shouted.
Yeah.
Like some kind of Bond movie?
Sort of like on the Manipool for the longest time, it was Doomgape! It's the same thing.
Yeah, same idea. I think it's because it begins with Doom.
Yeah.
It's all Doom.
So that's first place. That's neat.
Yeah. Unexpected.
In second place, Matt McCreary is running a red-black mid-range deck that we, you know and love, question mark? Yep. There is one copy of The Eldest Reborn in the sideboard, which makes me go...
How old? Is it the eldest?
I know you were trying to be funny, but it seems like that one just missed.
I'm always trying to be funny, and I usually miss.
See, that was good.
And true.
Self-deprecation.
So in third place, Austin Collins is running a more different, except not really, red-black mid-range deck. Yeah. In fourth place, Brendan Hicks has a mono-green aggro deck. Because Steel Leaf Champion, and Thorn Lieutenant and Thrashing Bronto Dave and Galta just all seem to work so well together. Good old Bronto Dave. Look at him. He's so happy. He's smashing things. Aw.
He's thrashing.
And then we've got Vine Mares, of course, in the board. Because amazing horses.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth place, Ben Reagan is running a blue-black mid-range deck that we've seen before, except it's got Nicol Bolas and a Braid, so it's actually kind of Grixis. Yeah, there's Nicol Bolas, there's a Braid, there's Cut to Ribbons. Yeah. There's also Vizier of Many Faces in the sideboard. Ooh!
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Holding up a tiny Princess Leia asking for help.
Like you do.
Yeah, well.
In sixth place, Cooper Johnson is running another mono-green aggro deck. This time, see, the Vine Mares are in the main, so this deck is more amazing.
Mm.
In seventh place, Matt Wallace is also running mono-green aggro. Only has two Vine Mares in the main, so it's slightly less awesome.
But has some Jadelight Rangers in the main as well.
Yeah, and Merfolk Branchwalkers.
Yeah. Some, can't say I approve of this. Merfolk.
Some weird green Merfolk going on here.
Yeah. I think that's algae. Hey, that one worked. All right. Way
and
to go.
In eighth place, another Mono Black Zombies by Jordan James.
This one with Lily in the main.
Yeah, Lily's
still
in the main
that
here.
Blip in the stream that sounds like Mono Black Zombies.
I know, it's weird. I'm hearing
it's
it too.
Very strange.
I think Twitch is running a substitution for us. It's actually a cipher.
Gotcha. The sad part is that technology is coming, I'm sure.
It's already here. You just didn't realize it till right now.
Mono black zombies.
I really like the fungal infections in the sideboard. And yeah, I said it like that on purpose, just to make Clue
okay.
snicker.
I'm going to go ahead and put that as a possible show title.
Good call. The rest of the top 16.
That.
What is this? Blue-white Drakehaven.
Oh, yeah, I was looking at that earlier.
Who's Drakehaven? Oh, Drakehaven is an enchantment.
Yeah, remember that?
I do!
It's a cycling deck.
It is? Oh my god, Abandoned Sarcophagus. It is a cycling deck.
Yeah, it's totally a cycling. This is the kind of stuff that we used to draft, only with good cards.
Cast Out, Censor, Countervailing Winds, Jeru's Renunciation, Forsake the Worldly, Hieroglyphic Illumination, Renewed Faith, Settle the Wreckage, Fumigate. With the Abandoned Sarcophagus and a Sorcerer's Spyglass.
Yeah, this is probably one of the more budget-friendly decks. And then you notice that there's like Teferi chilling over there.
Yeah, two Teferis and two Torrential Gear Hulks. Yeah. It's really neat though, where you're just pooping out two twos to fly over and punch your opponent.
Yeah.
While drawing cards, which, you know, sounds perfectly fair.
Like, it's fine. Like, the thing is, all of these spells do stuff. And if you're cycling them, you're making your deck work. If you're not cycling them, they're doing something.
Yeah, they're doing stuff, yeah.
This is why I liked playing the cycling decks in Limited.
Yeah, it's...
Worst case scenario, you spend a second and draw a card, only in this case, you also get a friend.
A winged friend, aww. All right, rest of the top 16. Esper Control. Esper Control? Wait, we're in Standard. Oh, right. Scarab God. Okay, got it.
Yep.
Grixis mid-range. Mono-black zombies again. Red-black mid-range. Red-black aggro. Probably only like 3 cards difference. Blue-white approach. Hey, look, approach is still here. And another blue-white control deck.
So, yeah, 3 mono-black zombies in the top 16. 2 in the top 8. So, clearly, format decided.
Yeah.
Mono black zombies.
Yeah. Why bother with a Pro Tour? Pro Tour anyway, so it doesn't even matter.
So one of them runs mono black zombies, one of them runs mono green aggro, and then the other 3 colors call it Abzan. Doesn't even matter that we used them already. Go with it. Got this.
Anyway. So there you go. They're
fast enough, they can't react.
There's your tournaments this week. Alright, what is the... I actually didn't look at this. So we have Rich Hagen's Pro Tour 25th Anniversary Preview. So would anyone like to tell me what this is so I don't have to read it on stream?
You don't have to read it on stream anyway. I just have that there's a link corresponding with a reminder that Pro Tour 25th Anniversary is this weekend. And if you want more information, you can click on it.
Ah, okay. This is more information. Yeah, we've got... Oh, here's the Team Series finalists. So you can see how all of the teams are doing. That's cool. All right. Yeah, there's more information here if you want to go read all this. Go for it.
Yeah.
Okay. Then, since our last episode, Commander... Yeah, we know it's not that kind of team event. That was the joke, I think. Commander 2018, not only did the previews start last week, but now they're done. And we have all the deck lists and whatnot. So the link to the card image gallery and to all of the tokens and full deck lists and all that good stuff are in the show notes.
Yep.
If you want to check those out, some of these tokens are pretty cool. I especially like the mask token and the mirror token because those are both pretty cool. And the double-sided dragon egg and dragon because this will be double-sided. That's pretty cool.
I like the mask token.
Yeah, the mask is really cool.
Turns you into Jim Carrey.
Just a thing with...
That was an appropriate pause for that statement.
I hate you.
You should.
The 5/5 beast with trample kind of scares me.
I mean, it better.
Okay, good. This construct... Oh, it is a 4/4. I was like, this construct looks way bigger than... No, it's 4/4. That's right. Yeah.
I like how the elemental looks like it is not in the mood.
Elemental. Wow, that is not in the mood at all, yeah.
It's not in the mood. It's like, no. Like, go away.
Well, yeah, where's the survivor token?
It's up in red. It's just before the beast. And the survivor token is sweet.
That Varchild makes is just... Look at that. Like, no wonder they survived. Jesus.
It's because you can actually imagine, like, the John Cena music playing in the background when you look at the art.
Well, yeah, because, you know, the explosion that kicks off the John Cena music, that's what you're looking
at.
That's
it. That's it, yeah.
The aftermath of it. Ba-ba-da-ba. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's it. That's about it.
So, yeah, and like I said, the full deck lists are up if anybody wants to go see those. Link is in the show notes. We talked about a bunch of these on the Mana Pool last week. We're going to talk about the rest on the Mana Pool this week.
Yeah.
Did you see there's a Magus of the Balance now?
No, yeah. I didn't. I haven't really looked at these.
Yeah, there's a Magus of the Balance now.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it costs freaking 5 to activate, and you sacrifice it. So I think it's balanced slightly. No pun intended at all.
I don't believe cards in Magic when they have the word balance written on them, regardless of context. That just doesn't sound accurate.
The I really like the Commander Storm spells. Those are pretty neat. Yeah, the Planeswalkers are all functional and pretty cool. The other legendary ones are extremely neat. Especially the multicolored ones.
It occurs to me that it's pretty funny that Magus of the Balance sacrificing is a benefit, given what you're about to do to people.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Did you guys see the art on Reality Scramble in red?
Yes.
Is it new?
Apparently someone... Yeah, it's new. Apparently, okay. It was confirmed that this is not leftover unart, according to the chat during the mana pool. Because we posited that it could be leftover unstable art, and someone in the chat was like, nope. Like, really?
It kind of looks like it.
Yeah. Because, how did Mike put it? It's so serious in its silliness that it could easily be unset art.
It's the kind of stuff that if it were done 20 years ago, they would have gotten a Foglio to do it.
Yes.
Oh, man, that nesting dragon looks so happy.
Well, yeah, it's about to have babies.
Yay!
I mean, they're hatching now, so.
There's a flip card in green.
A flip card?
Yeah, for like from Kamigawa.
Oh my god, they did reprint Budokan Garden.
See?
I hadn't actually looked at the reprints since the full set came out. Nice.
Hey, that's a Human.
Yeah, the multicolored legendaries are where it's at, which we talked about, I think, all of these on the last episode of the Mana Pool. Yeah. Yuriko with Commander Ninjutsu is kind of insane. Yenit Cryptic Sovereign is loaded with jokes.
Odd things.
Yeah, yeah. Easter eggs, I guess.
I'm looking at the Loyal Guardian. It looks nice.
Is that the green one?
Yeah, it's the Rhino.
Yeah.
Top of green. Well, it's all like, stare green. Into it, Wakanda forever, man.
Aw. So, yeah, I don't think we have any need to go look at any of these.
I appreciate the large quantities of art here.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff going on here.
Oh, Mirror Battle Sphere! Oh, that's great. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Mirror Battle Sphere is back. What was that?
Katamari Damacy.
Ah, okay. Because of the Battle Sphere. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm paying attention, sort of. I'm not paying attention. So, yeah, if you'd like to see all of this, link to the card image gallery, of course, is in the show notes. Yay.
Hoorah.
Hooray.
And it looks like we're done with things that I need to have on screen, so boom, and go back to this.
So there are two things that I added late to the show notes that probably won't interest tons of people, but I thought I'd mention them because they're things that happened, and a small subset of our audience probably wants to know about these things, but that same small subset of our audience probably already knows about them, but I'm doing it anyway. Is that okay? Can I do that? Okay, so, a while back, there were these changes made to the judge program where we used to have 5 levels, but then suddenly we didn't anymore and we had 3 levels.
Right.
Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
And not long after that, they introduced some additional things that you could get, some certifications that would allow judges of certain levels to do certain things that they wouldn't normally. So like there was an L2 tester certification that allowed people to test others for L2, even though they were not themselves an L3, for instance. They've made changes to that program. It wasn't working out. That one in particular, there's not going to be an L2 tester certification anymore. The way it's going to work instead is that your regional coordinator can essentially, I'm going to say deputize, that's not the word they use, but deputize L2s that they think are appropriate for fulfilling that function should the need arise. So there's some changes to that. It probably doesn't. Well, first of all, if you're not a judge, you don't care. Even if you are a judge, you still may not care.
Does this mean that a regional coordinator can now choose a vassal and extend power to them for a purpose?
Let's go with that. Sure.
Cool.
Okay, great. So there's that one. The other one affects probably even a smaller subset, maybe, question mark, I don't know. But there was also a L2 team lead certification that you could get that would allow you to be a team lead on day two of a GP. And if none of that meant anything to you, continue to ignore me for about another 60 seconds, and then we'll move on. But if it does apply to you and you know what that means, they're totally revamping that, like, completely. That one's a little more complicated to explain. If it applies to you, if you want to team lead on day two of a GP, probably because you're trying to make level three, you should go and read this announcement. But if this is the first time you've heard about that, I'm concerned. Yeah, I'm going to go, I'm concerned. And we'll leave it at that. So just a couple of inside baseball judgy things that are going on behind the scenes that won't apply to most of you. But, you know, these changes happened, so I thought I'd mention them just in case you missed it.
So these things were happening behind the curtain and then you just totoed all of it?
Possibly.
Cool.
And also, I'm fairly certain that Judge Cast will
cover. Yeah, by all means, listen to Judge Cast. They're going to go into this in detail. They'll explain everything you need to know.
Yeah,
they're a good podcast. They've got a very positive outlook on life. They even give criminals like Brian Pillman a chance.
They do.
To reintegrate with society. Not unlike Ant-Man.
Apparently.
No spoilers.
Someone told me recently he.
The first movie.
Like the beginning of the first movie. Apparently, Prilliman introduced himself as a criminal at something recently, somebody told me.
Excellent.
He's like, you might remember a bunch of Southeastern judges that got all suspended. Yeah, I was one of those.
There you go.
And I was like, oh, it's good. He's owning his past.
I think he's actually legally required to announce that when applying for a new job now, right? Are you, in fact, a Magic the Gathering felon?
I love those MTG felons. So.
That sounds like a podcast. So I'm going to go start it.
That is it for regular. Oh, also the release notes for Commander 2018. The link to that is in the show notes, too. Excuse me.
We don't need to read those, do you?
No. But if there are any cards that you have specific questions about, you should totally check them out. And Mike sent me a message a few days ago and said that... hang on, let me go find it. Yannette's section in the release notes has 5 bullet points, and each one has an odd number of words.
Oh, nice.
Which... Yeah, that's right. It's right here for those of you that are watching.
Okay, then.
So, yeah. I thought that was pretty funny. But okay. So, what else do we have at all?
Last week in the Magic Online news, they said that this week there'd be Magic Online news. So, that is your pre-news. I guess pay attention for the State of Magic Online going up on Tuesday, the 31st of August. Nay, July.
So
not August just yet.
So for those of you that are listening to the podcast, this is probably up?
Probably. And if you're in the stream, you have to wait like we do because time is weird like that. But per the tradition of there will be news announcements, that was the there will be news announcement.
All right.
But you may plan the next week of your life according.
So is that it, chat? Did we miss anything that matters? Anything that's important? Because I don't think we caught the highlights. But I was driving all day, so I didn't actually see anything.
Yeah, I mean, I filled this out with what I could find.
I did something like 7 hours of driving today? Really? Nice. Considering I think I've had one drive in the last 2.5 weeks. So, you know, it's good to get some on the paycheck. Then the next paycheck, because I won't get that on this paycheck. Be on the next paycheck, because damn it.
But I do recommend that you use some of that to get oatmeal cream pies.
I mean, yes. That falls under groceries.
Okay, just making sure.
Oatmeal cream pies is definitely part of groceries. And I thought it was part of your heart supplies.
And right now, I could totally go for an oatmeal cream pie.
What about Star Crunch? You like Star Crunch?
Oh, I love Star Crunch.
Damn right you do.
Yeah, they're like 100 grand only round.
Only? Really?
Yeah, pretty much.
I've only ever had the little 100 grands, and I always forget what they taste like because you only see them like at Halloween.
They taste... Well, okay, next time you go to the grocery
store. Shouldn't a little 100 grand be like a grand?
You can just...
Like a 10 grand or something?
Chewy, I need to let you in on a secret.
Uh-huh.
Since you're an adult now, you can just buy candy whenever you want. And they totally sell miniatures of candy bars like the 100 grand all year long.
So here's a thing that I heard recently. Being grown up means that you can buy all the candy and ice cream and whatnot and eat ice cream for breakfast and all that. Being an adult means you don't.
Yes.
Which is why I had ice cream for breakfast this morning.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know how much that checks out.
That's a lie. I haven't had ice cream in the house for a very long time because I have an ice cream problem. But anyway.
Yeah, I tend to go out for stuff like that. Although I will admit that one of the first things I realized as an adult is I could just go buy donuts. And turns out people will sell those to you if you have money.
Yeah, you don't have to wait for someone to bring them to work.
Yeah, it just happens. You're like, man, I want donuts. And then you go to get donuts. And you're like, man, it seems logical to get 12 donuts. It's just what you do. And then you get angry because you're at a donut bakery and only 12 in a dozen. Like, what's up with that? Like, they're crazy. And that's adulthood.
You remember when donuts used to come in a box stacked end to end with two rows of six? And now they come in this giant flat box that's only this tall?
I think it's because you started going to Krispy Kreme instead of Dunkin'.
No, Dunkin' does it now too. They lay them down. I'm pretty sure they lay them down now.
Were people getting angry that their toppings were getting mixed?
Yeah, chat, back me up on this.
Like, is it the icing touching that's messing with them? Because I could see that, but I'm fairly confident I've recently purchased donuts and not had this problem.
Now I want donuts.
But, like, I remember Krispy Kreme ones coming in the end, like, a long time ago. And that's just not a thing anymore.
Hmm.
Oh, Gaspy Road said, yeah, flat box.
Yep, flat box.
Okay, then.
Yeah, I think you can still buy them in, like, you can get Krispy Kreme in the grocery store, and I think they're
that
stacked.
That is never the same, and you know it.
On edge. Well, that's why I don't do it. I'm just saying you could. Yeah. I'm not saying you should.
It's not the same.
All right, so.
But thankfully, I have a Cops and Donuts near me, and they're amazing.
That's a fun odds and ends story that some people might remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's it for Monday Night Donuts. Yes. should we wrap it up then, gentlemen?
Probably.
Yeah, I think so.
Then by all
means. Okay, then that would go to me first then. So you can find me on Twitter at SqueegowLenabob. There's no Iron Goblin because it's out looking for vertical donuts now that you guys have challenged me to it. I've sent it out. If it comes back with donuts, I win. If it doesn't, it'll come back next upkeep. No big deal. Past that, I can say that recently I went to Raleigh Supercon, and that was fun. Mostly hanging out with friends. That's always nice. My next convention is going to be Dragon Con, which is only a month away. So if you're going to that, let me know. I want to hang out with people. It's a lot of fun. Other stuff. So I recently finished the most recent Dresden book, the one of side stories. This is Briefcases, I think, because Side Jobs was the first one. And I will say that I enjoyed the final story that was in it, which I think was unique to this one, a lot. It was actually incredibly well written, and it reminded me that I'm angry at Jim Butcher for not publishing books in a while. So got to get on that. But I enjoyed that, so that was fun. I'm sort of making my way through all the books that I've had queued up on Audible. And other than that, I feel like there's something else, but if it comes back to me, I'll mention it in the odds. So everyone continue on. That means you lose.
Okay, I was going to say, I guess that makes me everyone? Question mark?
You are the world.
I am the children.
You are the children, yeah.
Oh, man. I hate me. Okay, so...
Why are you even on here, Lon?
If you want to hear more from me, believe it or not, I do another podcast, and we actually finally put out another episode because I managed to edit it. It had some audio issues. Sorry about that. It was Skype's fault. I'd say that
Skype.
We fixed that, but there's still
Skype. It still exists.
There have been several patches for Skype, and now it's behaving again, which I'm sure will change before we record again, because that's how they work. Anyway, I do this other podcast. It's called Random Discard. We talk about geeky things, myself and my co-host, Rich. Most recently, we talked about Guardians of the Galaxy 2. You may ask yourself, hey, did they actually talk about the James Gunn thing that's going on right now? Oh, goodness, no. We recorded this episode long before that happened, and so we didn't talk about that at all. So
isn't that episode from like a month ago?
Yeah, it's like a month ago. That's exactly correct. So yeah, but we do talk about the film, which is pretty cool. So go check that out. You can find it at randomdiscard.com or right here on the MTG Cast Network.
Yeah, I saw it and approved it and was like, I'm proud of Clues.
Yeah, I felt good about that. I happened to have a little bit of free time one day, finally, and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna edit that episode. We'll post that, and there it is. That's a good story. I should have saved that for the odds and ends. Oh well, there you go. If you want to reach me directly, I can't imagine why, but your best bet is the Twitters. I am at Loch Luzé, spelled just like it is in the show notes. Please read the show notes. Take it away, Chewy.
Sorry, I was just checking my spam folder.
Yeah?
And I found a track back, because for some reason my WordPress site emails go to my spam for some reason.
Uh-huh. It's for the greater good.
And I found a track back to the Manipool 500, the Magic Japanaria episode.
Hey, what exactly is a track back? Because I don't allow those, and I don't know what they mean.
I think that's... Bill? You probably know this more than we do.
they're Bill?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it's Bill.
Look, I'm a lot of things. You mean in the context of WordPress? Or
yes, in WordPress. You can allow comments and allow trackbacks, and I don't do either of those things.
So, as I understand it, a trackback is like when someone posts a link back to your stuff.
Yeah.
And you're essentially allowing that connection to be made. Like the equivalent of someone finds something on your site and they post it somewhere else with a trackback link to you. And a lot of people don't like those things because it creates like a weird association between your content and whatever they're doing within the eyes of SEO and stuff. But on the same note, a lot of people allow it because it increases your SEO to have more things linking to you.
Gotcha.
I think there's a little more involved in it, but I never enabled it back when I was doing WordPress sites because I was always doing them for other people and didn't want to set things up on their behalf.
Right.
I don't think they ultimately matter very much. There are things that matter so much more for your SEO and your connectivity. I'm sure someone in the chat or someone online will correct me and that I've just misunderstood this from the start, but that was what I thought it was back when I was choosing whether or not I enabled it.
So the reason I ask is because I have a trackback waiting for my approval from Best Portable Fish Finder.
Ooh.
So yay, spam trackbacks.
Also, this has been Monday Night WordPress.
Yeah. Or something.
Please update. Please update. We've updated it for you. Your plugins are broken. Please update your plugins.
Sounds oddly familiar.
And that is an adequate or an appropriate imitation of WordPress.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So if you are listening to this live, then hey, you already are on the Twitch channel. So hey, I appreciate that. The Twitch channel is where I stream video games and now podcasts. Yay. Boom. For instance, yesterday I streamed The Stanley Parable, which is an excellent game, also known as Existential Dread the Game. That, like, it gave me a headache. When I got done and shut down the stream, I was like, oh, and I still have that headache. I don't think it was actually The Stanley Parable, but that will start going up on YouTube in pieces. It was 5 or 6 or 7. I don't remember how many videos that I recorded. That's a weird game, man. It's very meta. You're Stanley, and you choose to listen to or disobey the narrator, who is a very proper British narrator. And
I guess it would be existential if you're taking someone's life and cutting it up into pieces and then doling them out one by one.
Shut up, Bill. So... But anyway,
it's more fun when I can see your reactions.
That I can imagine it would be, yeah. You jerk. But yeah, on twitch.tv/TheManipool, we stream Monday Night Magic and The Manipool. Monday Night Magic, we stream Monday nights, at 8:30-ish p.m. Eastern Time. The Manipool on Thursday nights at around 8 p.m. Eastern Time-ish. Somebody, excuse me, is always late to every show. This was an amazing exception today. So the start times are like earliest possible. It's Clues, yes. I like to where they're both pointing at Clues. But so yeah, we've got those two things. I also stream such things as Slay the Spire and I did the Stanley Parable. I'm done with it now. I'm playing through Batman Arkham City. I play Overwatch. I'm thinking of actually cutting out the Tuesday night Overwatch stream because I'm adding 2 days of streaming with the two podcasts. So I need to cut out some streaming so I can have, you know, nights to myself. And so I'm thinking of cutting out the Tuesday night Overwatch stream. But by all means, feel free to let me know if that's a good idea or not. I also stream Hearthstone and things like Plague Inc. and Reigns and just all kinds of nonsense. I'm what you call a variety streamer. I do the two podcasts and then video games.
Like, is that like a variety show like the Muppets?
No, because I don't have Muppets, which is very sad. I also don't have musical acts.
Like a shortcoming.
And I also don't have any lovely assistants. Bill, would you like to be my lovely assistant?
I'm not a Muppet.
But I don't know about that.
Anyway, over on youtube.com/themanipool, the podcasts, and now the podcasts are actual video. Hey, look, you can see us. And also edited pieces of streams go up. Like, in the last few days, I've had Plague Inc., Slay the Spire, Hearthstone, Reigns. Yeah, that's all gone up just in the last week, so. That is... that is that. Also, by the way, if you have Amazon Prime, that means you have Twitch Prime, which means you have one free subscription token to give out every month. And I highly recommend that you do it. That's a hint for my two co-hosts, too, by the way, who also have Amazon Prime and always forget to, you know, use their subscription tokens. That. But that means if they forget and they talk to me once a week all the time and hear me say this, that means some of you out there are not using your free subscription tokens that come with your Amazon Prime / Twitch Prime. So by all means, you don't have to give it to me, but please give it to someone because us streamers get... Oh, wow. I just got a $5 donation from Gaspy Rhodes. Thank you, who said...
Surprise.
Vertical donuts for the win. Chad has been discussing the vertical donuts for the last however long now.
They are delicious.
But that's another way you can help right there. And bits and all that. But anyway, please give your subscription token to somebody because as a streamer, it counts exactly the same as a subscription that you pay for. Which, for smaller streamers, it will just make our day. So if you don't give it to me, give it to somebody, please. Now, enough of all of that. You can find me on all your normal social media things. Twitter, I'm at The Manipool. Facebook is The Manipool. Instagram is The Manipool. We have a Discord server now. And in the show notes, you can join the Discord server. It's open. We're all very friendly. And if you're not, then I'll kick you out. So that's how that works. So it will maintain its friendly nature. We have channels for all of the different games that a bunch of us play. We've got Hearthstone and Overwatch and Heroes of the Storm and a D&D channel and, of course, an MTG channel. And also stuff where I show off all the thumbnails I make for videos and a channel I've named Transparency where I show you and explain to you what I'm doing every day so you can get a feel for how the whole content creation as a job and a lifestyle works, at least for me.
Do you look like a ghost on the Transparency channel?
Sometimes, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Feature.
But anyway, yeah, links in the show notes. By all means, come hang out. There's lots of conversation going at all times about any number of things. And it's a lot of fun. And, of course, the most direct way to help support what I do with all of this ridiculous amount of content creation is on Patreon at patreon.com/themanipool, where you can get Manipool episodes and YouTube videos early. You can also get the early stuff and the odds and ends, which is all the stuff recorded before and after both Monday Night Magic and The Manipool, which is uncensored and unfiltered, and you get to hear Clues swear.
That does happen from time to time.
Yeah, it's my favorite part. And if you're feeling exceptionally generous, you can become a lifeguard. And I really need a new term for that because I've also named Twitch subscriptions lifeguards, so I need something to differentiate the two. Lifeguard Prime? I don't know. Come, somebody let me know.
Lifeguard Prime sounds like the beach episode of Transformers.
I was thinking some sort of Baywatch thing, but yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to work a Baywatch reference in
there.
Yeah,
like The Rock is Lifeguard Prime? Hmm.
I have a feeling Lifeguard Prime would transform into a dune buggy. These are my deep thoughts.
Anyway, if you do that, whatever I end up calling it, you can get the odds and ends, the early stuff, and you'll get the shout out on both podcasts and the name on the end slate for all the podcasts, the videos that go up each month you support at that tier. So I'd like to thank Kim Ho, Andrew Hunt, Al, Paul David, Lance Delicious, Team U, Hellas Are You, John Morris, Stuart Slaw, PJ McMullen, Bosco Bertain, Casey, Nathan Hay, Danny Liao, Jason Doan, AJ Javieris, Cody Buckowing, Jake Jansons, Jason Kaus, Brian DeLucci, Stark Maximum, John Parker, Jimmy Scott, Dan Holm, Bartle, Mike Miller-Burned, and the Beast Father, Aaron Goodwin. I almost got it all the way out. So...
it's okay. If you swim more, you'll build that lung capacity and you'll get there.
I can't even float, dude. I never learned how to swim. Isn't that terrible?
Dude, you spend every Thursday in a pool. I've heard it.
It's a very shallow pool.
Well, that's probably true. It's more like a kiddie pool for big people.
Yeah. So, with that, this has been a very long and meandering, not really long, but a very meandering Monday Night Magic number 617. And we're going to call it now. So thank you all so very much for listening, and go play some magic.